It's time for Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, let's have some fun. Here is your host, Johnny Radio. Johnny Radio.
Yo, welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Happy hump day. We got all kinds of NBA action. We had NBA action last night. Sorry I failed you on the Clippers, but it really wasn't me that failed you. It was my kinfolk, Mr. James Harden. My man couldn't hit the broadside of the barn. My dude is terrible. Terrible. We'll talk about last night's game. We had some interesting things go down. Yeah, the Timberwolves just flex and show you that they own the damn Suns, bro. That defense is ridiculous. Holding Phoenix to 93 points, 42 points in the second half. The defense from the Timberwolves is legit. Pacers and the Bucks, man. Rob Parker, y'all ever listen to The Odd Couple, by the way? It's on after Bryant Dacus's show and Brett Norsworthy. Following the 3-6 segment, I'm glad I was happened to be listening to Dacus going into their show because, man, he was all up on the Pacers. He was like, take the Pacers. It's a lock. And then they were like, oh, you're telling the people to bet. He's like, I'm not telling the people who to bet on. He's telling you who I bet a fortune on. And the Pacers got there. So thank goodness I was listening to him. I didn't win that Clippers and the Mavericks ball game. Clippers just couldn't get things done, but it was still a really good night because I also got a little tip from a birdie last night. Somebody, a good buddy of mine called me up and was like, bro, take the Predators.
I could have told you that. Preds looked good game one. I knew they were coming game two. On the road, though, big win for them.
And that was huge. And I mean, y'all know I'm not a hockey guy, but.
Did you watch the game?
Well, I was switching back and forth a little bit just because it was, I put a huge. Not huge, but I did a really fat two-game parlay with the Pacers and that hockey game. And so, yeah, I was paying attention to that because I was kind of looking out of one eye at the Clippers-Mavericks
game. Playoff hockey is a different breed.
Playoff hockey is a different breed. But, but again, also that Nashville Predators team is different. Did you see how few shots they took? That's the most defensive-oriented hockey team I've seen in a while. They just would keep the ball on the other teams, they would keep the puck. Thank you, I did do that. They would keep the puck in Vancouver's like goal area behind the giant, but they would just like fight back and forth and not even try to take shots on goal just to keep the damn puck away from the other team. It was interesting. Predators got there, so I was happy. I need to like open up like whenever I get a tip. I guess I could post these things to Twitter. I don't know why I don't. I'm not a very active tweeter. Have you noticed that?
You're not.
I will retweet every once in a while, and I like to like things.
X now, though.
Yeah, X.
I don't know how you what you say for X, though, because tweeter is like a little bird.
Tweet, tweet.
But I don't know what X is, just a letter.
I know what three X's are.
Death.
Death? Really?
I'm just trying to get something different.
Oh, okay.
So you're Zach run away by doing that. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, Zach's gone. He's like, wait a second. I got to head out of here. I got to get to church and take care of my girlfriend, bro. Got to get her something to eat. Got to go get my prey on. Got to get ready for tonight's action and pray that we win two basketball games tonight. But it's also not just a lot of basketball we're going to talk about. We got basketball. You know it's the draft tomorrow. So today is draft eve. I'm a fan of the draft. Are you? Well, I'm actually a fan of day one of the draft. And then I just kind of like to keep my eyeball on everything that's going on Friday and Saturday. You know what I mean? Like just kind of catching on, like just, ooh, look who they got. Ooh, look who they got. But it's really like the first day. And then the second round ain't bad. Don't get me wrong. Second round ain't bad either. But man, once you get everything going, it gets me fired up. I love me some draft. We're going to talk about the draft a lot, and we're going to talk about some teams that I feel like this is where the general managers are going to be making or breaking their team. And if you think to yourself, John, I mean, the draft, you're like, the draft is good, but, you know, like, who are you bringing back? What veterans did you go get? No. The draft is huge. It changes the fortune of teams so fast it's not funny. All you have to do is look down in Houston and look at the difference that C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson made last year. C.J. Stroud made Tank Dell and Nico Collins superstars. By the way, did you know that Houston also got this guy named Stephon Diggs? So they brought him on. So, yes, one draft can change the fortune of a franchise, and the Houston Texans were terrible. Do you remember going into last year? I remember a lot of people saying that D'Amico Ryan shouldn't take that job. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They will not. There's no way he can succeed down there. Look what they've done to these other coaches' careers. Look what they have. Their team is terrible. Bro, C.J. Stroud changed the whole trajectory of that organization. They got out from the Deshaun Watson debacle. So, again, the draft is huge. And this draft, for some reason, and I know it's because of the offense, when it's a quarterback-heavy draft, and now they're even talking about possibly six picks going in the first round, six quarterbacks possibly going in the first round. All the wide receiver, the weapons. Like, these type drafts, you know, bring your eyeballs to it. But the teams that I'm going to be focused on, and because I feel like they have the most to lose this year and the most to gain. So you either make the right pick, and your team could be totally different next year. You screw this one up, and you're fired. And I think the number one team you have to be looking at is the Chicago Bears. Of course, they have the number one overall pick. They got that from Carolina. But let's not forget, you know, they have the ninth pick overall. They also have a very high second day option there sitting there just staring them in the eye. They've got three extremely early picks. And, oh, let's not forget, this is a team that's got a pretty damn good defense. They made some good adjustments last year. They finally brought in some weapons. They are getting better. You have these picks. And Caleb Williams, right now, if you didn't know, it's $20,000. You have to lay minus – did you know you have to lay $20,000 to win $100 to bet on Caleb Williams being the number one overall pick?
How about that?
Did you see that?
A lock.
Who has got $20,000 just to throw out there to make $100? Like, damn, I saw those odds and I was like, man, because I don't feel like it's that. I mean, I feel like the Bears are going to go Caleb Williams. Polls the other day said he 100% knows who he's going to pick. He says, but you're going to have to tune in to find out. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. But we know that Caleb Williams is probably going to be that dude. I'm pretty sure he's going to be that dude. But again, they have also early second and the ninth overall pick. What are they going to do? They could change the fortunes. I feel like that means, ergo, if you can really change the fortune of your franchise, you have pressure on you. And Caleb Williams is a stud. But do you know how quarterbacks fare in Chicago? Do you know the Bears in the history have never had a 4,000-yard passer? You heard that right. I'm talking about a season. A quarterback has never gone to Chicago and thrown for more than 4,000 yards or thrown for just 4,000 yards. And never have they had a quarterback throw 30 or more touchdown passes in a season. I want you to think about that. Chicago has never had a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards or 30 touchdowns in a season. It is 2024. They've been throwing the rock around the yard for a long damn time. So it's, I don't know. Caleb Williams might be that dude. He might be that dude. And again, I want to hear from y'all. Hit me up at the Sissy's Log Cabin. Text in listener line at 901-360-8255. 901-360-8255. Sissy's Log Cabin. You know life's too short for ordinary jewelry. Let me know what you think. Is it a slam dunk for Caleb? Again, the thing that could, like, his game, like, when I saw him, and I've talked, and I'm not saying this dude ain't bona fide superstar. I mean, he took over as a freshman in Texas. Spencer Rattler looked like terrible. Texas is up 21-0 on Oklahoma. And then Caleb Williams comes in and rumbles and stumbles and bumbles and like stiff arms, runs for like a 60-yard run, throws some bombs. Oklahoma storms back behind Caleb Williams. Touchdowns, touchdowns, touchdowns. OU beats Texas in the Red River rivalry. And guess what? Caleb Williams basically ended Spencer Rattler's, quote, Heisman candidacy and his time in Oklahoma. And he went to South Carolina. Now, I think Spencer Rattler has a chance to be a decent NFL football player. He's gone through a lot of adversity. He's a lot different. He's grown up as a man. Like, he was the hottest prospect coming out of high school. He was arrogant. I don't think he did a lot of the things he was supposed to correctly in Oklahoma. Lost his job. Had to take a licking. Goes to South Carolina. Has to play SEC defense with a terrible offensive line. And yet he was that team for South Carolina. I mean, he's got the tools. I don't think he's definitely not a day one pick. Second, third, fourth, whatever. Spencer Rattler. But I bring that up is because I'm talking about Caleb Williams. He did dethrone him. He also became what I would consider the first college superstar quarterback. And I mean, realistically, I mean, he was doing the Dr. Pepper commercials. He is out in California. He is making bank. Everybody knows Caleb Williams. And man, let me tell you something. Caleb Williams knows he's a superstar. I mean, he's had some of the craziest. He's had the craziest, in my opinion, one of the craziest pre-draft few months. Like, this is the time you put your best foot forward. He has gone about it and done it like nobody else in the history of the world. Caleb Williams is coming out of USC in college, and do you know that it's the day before the draft and he doesn't have an agent? Did you know that? No. He's like, I don't need an agent. My dad's going to be my agent. Because I know his dad is just so well-versed in all the things that go on with contracts in the National Football League and how it's supposed to work. I mean, damn. I mean, he's your dad. He stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. That's a hell of a little bit of a problem with me. So your dad's going to get in the messy business of the business for the football team that you're supposed to take over the face of the franchise? I don't know about you, but I'm a businessman, and I'm looking at a situation where I'm thinking about bringing on this very talented individual. I'm not hiring his daddy. I don't want his mommy and his daddy to come to work with him. I don't want to talk to his mom and dad. This is business, man. What can you do for me? I don't need mommy and daddy. So daddy's going to be in his ear hole. Oh, man, they slided me. They only offered this. I'm sorry. I don't think that's a smart way to go about it. And again, y'all didn't just say this is just because of me. The whole pink fingernails and the pink phone and him being on TV and being all just, like, that's just him putting out a very weird vibe for somebody who's supposed to be a leader of men. I don't know. Now, maybe this military we have now, but because we have some dude wearing a dress now, which, again, I don't get that either. Who puts somebody in charge of a military, a dude that wears a dress, thinks he's a chick? I don't know, man. Usually I don't want my military people to be mentally ill. But that is also another red flag for me. You're going to be in a very, very masculine locker room. This ain't La La Land. This ain't USC. These aren't kids. These are full-grown-ass men with families and kids and responsibilities and bills. I don't know how that's going to fly. Then there's also the whole thing about, damn, let's not forget what the last six games looked like for Caleb Williams. And people were, and everybody out there is like going, oh, it was his offensive line. They were just so terrible. Bro, that offense was supposed to be great. Do you remember what they were ranked at preseason? I didn't hear a whole bunch of people saying how terrible USC is going to be. I mean, look at the preseason rankings. Look how they started out the gate. Did the offensive line get a little banged up? Yeah. But who's running around holding the ball for 7-8 seconds? That would be Caleb Williams. Don't do that in the National Football League. Do I think that he is one of the best backyard football players I've ever seen? Yeah, but so is Johnny Manziel. Peyton Manning wasn't running around, and he was sure as hell effective. Tom Brady wasn't either. Now, do I love the Lamar Jacksons, the Pat Mahomes, the people that can do Randall Cunningham's, the Mike Vicks? Do I love people who can do it with their legs? Hell, Brock Purdy last year, let's not forget what he did in the playoff with his legs. Little man can run. It's a great weapon to have, but the most important thing is getting the ball to your playmakers. And Caleb Williams can do that. He can play, hopefully, within rhythm. I think you can teach him that, but again, do you trust the Bears organization to actually develop him? Or are they going to go out there and try to... Like, do you remember how good Russell Wilson actually was when he played within the system of Seattle? When he was handing the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, and they were the Legion of Boom, and they were playing defense, and he was just asked not to lose the damn football game and make a few plays here and there, pick up some big first downs, maybe with his legs, or hit or improvising. That is a recipe for win. But if you once you started letting Russ cook, guess what happened? That team went terrible. It's not how you win a National Football League. Unless you're Patrick bleeping Mahomes, but let's not be real. I mean, let's be real. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and that offense and Travis Kelce and the weapons they put in there, and when Eric Bieniemy was there, I mean, I'm just saying they have an offensive system that is built around this guy. Are the Bears going to build a system around Caleb Williams? And is that system going to be him to let him cook? Because if he's cooking from day one in the National Football League, he's going to fail. I'm not so sure about Caleb. I mean, I think he's an immense talent, but I don't know if he's going to have quite success that everybody thinks he's going to over in Chicago. Again, Jaden Daniels, though, I look at, and I'm kind of curious, who do you think has the higher ceiling, Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels? I say the higher ceiling would be Jaden Daniels. Caleb Williams can run, but he's not a runner. I mean, Jaden Daniels, did you know that he is the first quarterback in college football bleeping history to do what he's done? And that would only be, let's just say, Jaden Daniels, only quarterback with 12,000 passing yards and 3,000 rushing yards.
How about that?
Last year, he had 70 completions where he pushed the ball over 20 yards down the field. Now, I know he had Malik Nabers and he's a stud, but that's 70. 70, and yes, he did win the Heisman. And I know that Caleb won the Heisman as well. And I know Caleb Williams is a good football player, but Jaden Daniels, 72% completion percent from the pocket. My man has, I mean, he's the closest thing to Randall Cunningham since Randall Cunningham. He can run. He don't run like Mike Vick, and he doesn't run like Lamar. He runs a little different. He's a little bit skinnier, but he's 6'5". He's got a howitzer, great touch. He just has a good feel. I like Jaden Daniels. I feel like his ceiling is higher. Thing that scares me about Jaden Daniels, if he goes number two to Washington, because that organization is run like a complete, like, you know those, what's that show where the dude goes in there to fix the restaurants? Like John Taffer?
That's Bar Rescue, but then Bar you Rescue. Also have Kitchen Nightmares with
I haven't seen that one. I just know the Taffer guy from way back in the day.
Yeah, Taffer, he does bars. Gordon Ramsay does straight-up restaurants.
The Washington Commanders need somebody like John Taffer to come in there and rescue that organization. Have they changed ownership? Yes. Have they changed their coaching? Yes. Have they changed about everything? Yes. They've even changed their damn name. But again, I don't know if it's going to work. Just because they changed a bunch of things, change doesn't always mean better. You got to put the right pieces there to be successful. We'll see how it works. But Jaden Daniels would be a step in the right direction. I just worry about where he's going. And then you talk about another team that has a ton of pressure. The New England Patriots now don't have Tom Brady, now don't have Bill Belichick, now have new coaching, now have new everything. Got rid of Mac Jones. He's down in Jacksonville backing up Trevor Lawrence. And they're sitting there at number three. So who's left on the board? Do you go Drake May? Do you go JJ? I mean, you got to go Drake, right? I mean, Drizzy? Are we calling him Drizzy May?
Sure, why not?
Drizzy May. And by the way, do y'all realize that this is the highest draft pick that the Patriots have had actually since 1993 when they took Drew Bledsoe number one overall?
Wow.
So yeah, it's an organization that's won a lot. But damn it, do they need to get it right? Man, they need to get it right. And then you're hearing also, you know, the whole Minnesota. I'm not paying Kirk Cousins all that money coming off an Achilles when you're not quite there. And I get trying to bring in somebody new. But, like, who really are they going to get? Do they really believe in J.J. McCarthy? Are they Michael Penix? I mean, you're hearing Dan Graziano this morning saying that he thinks that the Giants at number six might take Michael Penix Jr. It's going to be a wild draft. We got so much draft talk to get to. I'm telling you, we got draft. We got NBA action. We've got baseball. We got day baseball. We got day baseball. That's one reason Dustin Starr is not going to be on the program today, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
Just got a text. He's like, Johnny, I am going live right now at the ball game.
Because they do have a day game today. I forgot about that.
But don't you worry. Don't freak out. Don't fret. Don't stress. Because I have one thing to say about wrestling. Because I found out there's a league called the WOW. Do you know what that is?
Wow.
Do you know what it is?
Uh-uh.
Women of Wrestling.
Guess
what it's on?
I have no idea.
True TV.
Of course it is.
I'm learning all kinds of things about True TV during these playoffs.
Huh.
I'm telling you. We'll talk a little bit about that, but mostly on the other side of this break, we're going to get into our day baseball. We got the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals at 12 o'clock. If you've been betting against the Cardinals, you're probably making some pretty decent cheddar. Cardinals can't hit. They got four players that need to be in AAA. Aren't you a big Cardinals fan?
Well, you just sent one of them to AAA, so...
Oh, good.
Should be happy about that.
Well, at least he's back where he belongs. But we got all kinds of things to touch on, so don't touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy hump day, everybody. Got NBA action tonight. I'm stoked. If you don't know, the Lions are a little bit nuts, by the way. Like, did you see that the Celtics total of 203.5? Did you see that the total, how low it was?
I just saw it, yeah.
Do you want to know that that is the lowest total of any game the Celtics have played in this year by 6 points?
Holy cow.
Yes, and the interesting thing about that is you're going to also give the Heat 14.5 in the lowest totaled game of the year. Just by, like because of, like, simple mathematics, it kind of makes me think to myself, damn, I kind of like the Heat plus the 14.5. I mean, that is a low, low, low total. But damn, man, the Celtics are awesome. Like, right now, honestly, what do y'all think? Celtics, Denver. Now, I'm not so sure about Denver because that damn Minnesota team's looking pretty scary, too. But if they were to play each other, two totally different styles, man, I don't know who I'm betting on. I have no idea. Well, the good thing, we don't have to worry about that tonight. We got to figure out who we're going to bet on when it comes to the Heat to the Celtics. And then in the nightcap, 8:30, you have Pelicans and the Thunder. OKC, a 7.5-point favorite. That total, 211.5. And if you've been taking the home teams and unders, you're making some pretty good money right now. We'll talk about what we're going to bet in basketball here in just a little bit. But we got to switch gears a little bit because we got some Major League Baseball to talk about. Dacus, your Cardinals are playing this afternoon.
They are.
You still claim them.
Of course.
They're a team that's been struggling, if you know what I'm saying. I am totally confused about this line. I know it's in St. Louis. I know the people show up to Busch Stadium. But Gibson's pitching and you got Jordan Montgomery pitching. Doesn't the advantage swing huge towards the Diamondbacks?
Montgomery revenge game?
I mean, yeah. And plus the Cardinals really can't hit.
That's also a good point.
I mean, this is a team. Are they even averaging two runs yet a game, like the way they've been scoring this season? They
great,
have been.
Great question.
They have been absolutely, like, watching them hit's painful. I know one thing. I'm not a believer. I don't think they're as bad as the White Sox by any means, because that's the worst team I've ever seen in my life. But this is a team that scored 82 runs. 82 runs on the season. Do you know that even the White Sox, well, they've scored only 50. But they're only 30 behind the White Sox. White Sox only 30 behind them. That is just terrible. You got teams like the Cubs who scored 126, and the Brewers in that same division, 117. The Reds, 120. 82, Cardinals. Diamondbacks have scored 148. Why is that line even? Like, have you figured that one out?
No.
Is that the scariest line you've ever seen? Because I woke up this morning saying I'm going to have to lay a buck 80 to take the Diamondbacks on the road. And now I'm looking at the line saying, I don't understand what's going on. And the boys in Vegas always like to throw little tricks at you every once in a while. And this just feels tricky. Have you figured this one out at all?
I have not, no.
I saw, and I'm again, there are a bunch of different services out there. But there are some services out there actually that have, like, units all over the place. Like, throw your unit out there. I got, like, a couple units on this one. I got a couple units on this one. They're saying that when they end this series, and again, the Cardinals' first game on Monday was bad, but then they did clap back. Like, the clap back yesterday, did you see what the Diamondbacks did after Monday's game?
Yeah, they went crazy last night.
So are people thinking it was 14-1? The Diamondbacks beat the Cardinals 14-1. Or is the logic here that they got all the hits last night, so they don't have any hits and runs left in them today, or
got
something?
Got all the hits out of their system. How about that?
I mean, you score 14 runs on the Cardinals yesterday at their crib, and then I go back to get like in the Cardinals won on Monday. Cardinals did win on Monday 5-3. But today, how the hell can this be even money? I mean, I only have to lay 110. It just doesn't make any sense. Arizona should have a huge advantage with Jordan Montgomery. I mean, Kyle Gibson, please. And Montgomery, hell, his first start last week, he looked nasty and he outdueled, I don't know if you know this, but Blake Snell. You know what he won last year?
Cy Young, John.
Correct.
He's been bad this year, though. Different season.
Yeah, him and the Giants are not working out very well. Did he pitch last night, or is he pitching today?
No, he's pitching today.
He's pitching today.
A 2:30 game. He is. If anybody wanted to know what Blake Snell's up to this year, three starts, 0-3 with 11.57 ERA.
Damn, it sounds like you got him on your fantasy baseball team.
Well, no, I just, you know how I graph everything.
Oh, yes, you do.
Everything out, so I have all the starting pitchers down.
Right there in front of you?
Yeah, I'm a lunatic, I know.
Oh, no, help me out.
Oh, jeez.
No, tell me right now. Do you have today's starters all pitching on your little sheet?
I just have the starting pitchers, so I don't have, like, the starting lineups. But I do
no,
have
no, you have
pitchers.
The starting
yes,
pitchers
I
today?
Do. Yes.
Okay, right now, just by looking at your starting pitching and looking at some of these teams, like you talked about, like, I don't understand how it is that I can't – I feel like they're setting me up, but I want to put a whole lot of money on the Diamondbacks today.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Gibson's terrible and the Cardinals can't hit and Jordan Montgomery is much better. Revenge game. Love it. Giants play the Mets. Now, the Mets have been a lot better than anybody expected. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And the Dodgers, by the way, have been booty. They're not playing each other. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. But, like, the Mets have been a lot better. They opened up the season. Do you know they started the season 0-5? Do you remember that?
I do. I think won a doubleheader to get their
They've
first
gone
win.
12-6 over their last 18. Not bad. Not bad at all. The Giants, you got Sean Manaea, Blake Snell. Is this a game where you take the Mets plus 115?
Yeah, no, I think I do like the Mets today. Maybe even like a first five. I don't know what the first five line is, but if their money line's plus money, the first five certainly going to be plus
money. You trust in Sean Manet in the first five?
Yeah, I mean, he's been good this year. And
Manaea.
Blake Snell is not, Manaea. So it might just be a spot where you're just fading Snell. I don't know how much I trust that, though, because it's still, at the end of the day, Blake Snell, but he's not been good this year, so maybe.
That's a... You know what I just don't... Man, I think I'm going to have to take the Mets against... I mean, Snell has been terrible. He's the worst pitcher today on your graphic?
Let's see. By far, I think. Let me go one more time. Yeah, no, he's probably the worst. You have Spencer Arrighetti later today, who has an 11.57 ERA. So, but he only has two starts.
Talking about the Astros pitcher,
yeah, he's awful.
Dude, I love the Cubs today tonight. Against with Jameson Taillon on the bump today,
-118.
Yes, dude, man. So what? You got -18?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Was that fan
DraftKings?
DraftKings, yeah, man. Like I got -120. No big deal. It's just a little too, but. Anyway,
it's all about the value, John.
Yeah, I know. Just a little bit more. Mine's -120. I like the Cubs today. I mean, I love the Cubs today. The Diamondbacks scare me. I'm thinking about maybe because the Diamondbacks bullpen is so banged up that's what people were thinking, that Cardinals can maybe get to them late.
Sure.
Maybe I should just take the Diamondbacks on the first five.
Maybe. That might not be. Let's see what the first five is.
Yeah, pull that bad boy up, because I think that's what we're about to do is on-air gambling.
My internet's bad.
I love – No. It's not your internet. It's this internet.
Still, +100 for first five money line is what I'm seeing on DraftKings.
You know what? I'm pulling the trigger. Ladies and gentlemen, grab yourself a unit. Pull your unit out and put it on the Diamondbacks first five. I think that's how we're going to start betting on it when we make a bet. Pull out your unit.
I like that.
I like that too. Pull it out and put it on the Diamondbacks first five. That's the first one. The other one that we're going to pull a unit out is, I got to say, like, how can you not bet the Mets? And I like the Mets actually for the game. The Giants don't hit either. I mean, we're talking about a team. The Giants and the Cardinals are not very good when it comes to hitting the baseball. I mean, the Giants have done a little bit better. One thing Giants are good is they do play decent defense, though. They do play decent defense. I love it. Mets have been playing. They're 12-6 in their last 18. It's a different team than started. But they have lost three in a row. Hell, they were 12-3 at one point. They were rolling. Now, the other games that I'm looking at in baseball today that I really kind of like, and it has to do with pitching, was the Cubs. So I definitely like that. And then I got to ask you one thing. Do you just keep betting against the White Sox? Or is this the time?
Yes.
I have been throwing whoever the White Sox – no, betting against them.
Yes.
Just keep betting against them? I've been throwing them in parlays just to add a little bit of value.
How about this,
It doesn't matter,
John?
If it's -200. It doesn't matter if -180, -230. Like, it's adding a little bit of juice. And let me tell you something. It's been cashing like you wouldn't believe.
Sure. How about this, John? You can parlay the Twins, and you can parlay the Braves, +108. Ronaldo Lopez going for the Braves, who has turned into their ace this year. Was in the bullpen last year, and he's been terrific as a starter this year.
What's been terrific is that Braves lineup that scores run like it's going to. Man, they're doing what the Dodgers are supposed to be doing.
You're right about that.
And Matt Olson still isn't hitting.
You're right about that.
You wait, man, till Ronald Acuna really gets going and Matt Olson gets going. When you got Marcell Ozuna with now at 10 bombs.
Yep.
Damn. Like, he's just getting things done, son. Did you see Mike Trout, though, by the way, lead off for the first time the other night?
I missed that, no.
First time he's led off since 2020.
Wow.
And he'd only had a couple bats lead off. He was the leadoff hitter, remember, back in 2012. When he came up, he was bad. His first at bat at leadoff, so it's obviously the first AB of the game, he hit a bomb. Golly, if Mike Trout didn't get injured, how great he – I mean, he's still great. He's a Hall of Famer, but damn how great he could have been. And if he just would have ever played for a team that wasn't the freaking Angels – Do people on the East Coast even watch Mike Trout ever?
No, I don't think so.
Man, there is a good East Coast bias out there, and it should be. Oh, and by the way, don't forget Dodgers tonight against the Nationals. Like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I kind of like Washington plus the 150 tonight at home. That Knack dude's pitching for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like that juice at the house.
Sure.
for the Nationals. Dodgers hadn't really been impressing me this year. It's early, though. It's a damn marathon, so don't freak out. But we've been talking just a little bit of baseball, some of the bets that we like. Again, don't forget, the game is getting ready to start. We took the Diamondbacks. It's at 12:15. You got 30 minutes, people, before the first pitch. Pull over if you have to. Don't be driving and texting. Don't drive and gamble. Not good.
No bueno.
But you know what is good? Going to Getaway Sports Bar in the middle of the afternoon at 12 o'clock on a dead gum hump day and watching a little bit of Cardinals, watching them get beat by the Diamondbacks and drinking some of the coldest beer in town, because Getaway Sports Bar at 4632 Winchester Road has got you covered. They have the coldest beer in town, amazing bar grub, but they got 15 televisions, 6 pool tables, 2 dart boards, and 1 golden tee. So you can play a little golf. Shoo! Can you spin that junk real well? Can you do your thumb? Do you do the 2 thumbs? Like, how do you do the golden tee? Or do you even know? Like, are you a one spinner? Are you a 2 thumb guy?
I'm a one spinner.
Are you a side?
I think I'm a one spinner.
You're a one spinner?
Yeah, uh-huh. Sure am.
Man, take your skills out to 4632 Winchester Road. Getaway Sports Bar. Again, 15 televisions, one of the best sports bars around. It's got stars all over the place. And I'm talking about, like when I say stars, I'm talking about, like you know, your peeps, the kind of people you want to hang out. The stars are on the wall, but the people around you are friendly, fun, and usually gambling and drinking cold beer. So it's always a good time at Getaway Sports Bar. Check them out.
John Paul Skeens, I believe, just gave up his first run of the season.
Dude, are you serious?
How about that? Yeah, I believe so.
Do you know that I saw it's weird you brought up Paul Skeens, because do you know who Libby Dunn is?
Yeah, she is a gymnast for LSU.
More importantly, she's Paul Skeens' girlfriend.
Right.
She's also a national champion.
How about that?
And did you know she's also rich?
NIL's been good to her.
NIL is – she has been an NIL darling, making mad dollars. She's a very, very, very talented young lady. She's Paul Skeens' girlfriend, and she is fired up because she says she can't wait for him to get his call up because she's already got her outfit picked.
How about that?
I bet it's going to be a TikTok sensation that day when she's at the ballpark in her new little outfit. Gotta love the TikTok, I guess.
I guess so.
And the Instagrams and the whatever the hell they put off these things. But, yeah, she's prepping for his call-up. Can I ask you something? Why hasn't he been called up?
It's a great question, John. It's very weird situation.
I mean, the dude the other night threw 13 pitches that were over 100 miles an hour in 5 innings, and he's the starter again. Yeah. He threw 13 pitches, 100 or plus miles an hour, in a game which the man started.
And he's not going long in games, and he's mad about it. But they're saying that they're trying to protect his arm. I don't really,
you know what
I
it
don't
is.
Really
they
understand
have been,
it.
Can I just tell you what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, they're looking around it. I know you, Ryder, are going to Spencer Strider. They're looking out at Jacob DeGrom. They're looking at all these guys who are hitting triple velos and starting pitching, and they are seeing Tommy John, 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 Tommy John. By the way, that's a surgery and a dude.
Sure.
I don't know, man. I don't know why they haven't brought him up.
I mean, here's the thing, because I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they're having this exact same conversation. And one of the guys said, "Well, they're not bringing him up because they're trying to protect his arm.
He's
a young guy." And the other host of the show was like, "But last year he threw 100 and however many innings in college, and was fine. He was going deep into games and was fine. And like, you could almost make an argument." That only putting that this year, I don't know how long he's going to go today. We'll keep an eye on it. But this year, 3 innings, 3.1 innings, 3.1 innings have been his outings. So he's not going, any further than the 4th inning. And you can make an argument that not pitching him, only pitching him a couple of innings, is worse for his arm. Trying to get up there and do that.
Ryan.
And also, this guy said that you go talk to doctors that deal with major league players, they say every pitcher is going to have Tommy John injury. It's just unavoidable at this point with how hard they're throwing. And so you might as well just throw him up there. If it happens, it happens, because it's probably going to happen at some point.
Well, you know, I was listening to Nolan Ryan talk, and he says one of the reasons he believes Tommy John is so prevalent is not only the fact that they are going out there with max velocity, but he says it's because they're not throwing enough.
Mm. Well, then that's a perfect argument for Paul Skene.
Yeah, he says that, you know, I mean, you got to remember, Nolan Ryan would throw nine innings like it was mm-hmm. nothing. And then did you know after every single game he pitched, do you know he went and he rode his little bike for 20 miles, get that lactic acid out of his body?
Sure.
My man was in shape. And he's not saying, and like your arm, you know, the long tossing, doing everything to strengthen your arm. But also when you go out there and you throw over 100 pitches, you learn how to pitch instead of just trying to power. And by the way, trying to miss bat sometimes can be a lot more effective than just trying to overpower people. And Nolan Ryan was a dude who is the strikeout king, who overpowered many, many of people throughout his day. And he was not a soft-throwing righty who was a starting pitcher by any means. I mean, what was it? How many no-hitters does Nolan have? Nine or something?
Yeah, too many.
Like, it's insane. In fact, Google that real quick, because it is a ridiculous number. Dude struck out people like it was going out of style, but he says that they're not throwing enough innings, that they're going
–
Seven. I would mean, hey, seven, nine. You know what
Same
I'm saying?
Thing.
At least I got an odd number.
That's right.
I knew it wasn't eight. That's all I can tell you. I just knew it wasn't eight. Is it seven or nine? But no, yeah, throw a little bit more maybe. Learn how to pitch a little bit more. Don't just always rely on throwing a triple digits. But damn, we just had a little bit of a fun segment talking baseball. We got bets. We still got to break down the NBA games. Talk about some legacies. So do me a favor and don't touch the dial. We'll be back in 2 Shakes Sports 56 98.5 FM.
Be sure to follow us at Sports 56 WHBQ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to watch live video of our shows, stay up to date with station events, and have chances to win prizes. Don't miss out on anything that's going on. Follow us at Sports 56 WHBQ.
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy NFL Draft Eve. Happy NBA playoffs, happy freaking spring. Got baseball on today. Man, day baseball. Tonight we got hoops. Tomorrow you got the NFL draft. All kinds of amazing things going on. But you know what else is going on today?
What's that?
Well, today's pretty much your last chance to enter to win free burgers for a year from Mugshots Grill and Bar. It's simple. All you have to do is go and like Mugshots Grill and Bar in Olive Branch. You give them a follow, okay? I'm going to walk you through the Facebook thing, because did you know I made my first Facebook post in like years?
Did you really? You
yes.
can walk me through it. I might get, I mean, free burgers for a year.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Dude, $675 value, plus there's no purchase necessary. And Mugshots Burgers, you've had them. They have 19 specialty burgers. They're so damn good, it's not even funny. Mm. Like, they've got all kinds of toppings. Like, there's one with like some guacamole and like little onion, like these little fried jalapenos. They got the big kahuna burger with the teriyaki sauce and the pineapple. They got some good burgers over there. But Mugshots, again, you go on your Facebook. Let me pull up my Facebook. Here we go. Ooh, I'm not very good at the Facebook, if you can't
You're
tell.
Learning, though. I see you posted on your story.
Yeah, that was my first one in years.
Share the post. So
here it is. So you go to Mugshots. You follow them. It's Mugshots Grill and Bar, Carville, Tennessee. You give them a follow. And then you tag two friends. Do you know how to tag two friends?
Yeah, you just in the comments. You
put don't
their
have
names.
To use a hashtag.
That's right.
You just like type in their name, and then it pops up, and you push their name, and it goes like blue on your Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You put two of your friends down. Then say something like, "I want burgers" or something. You know what I'm saying? and then you share it on your Facebook page and with your friends. And then guess what happens tomorrow morning at the ribbon cutting ceremony at Mugshots at 656 West Poplar Avenue? They're going to announce the winner. And the only people that are going to win are the people who follow, like, tag two friends, and share on the Facebook. Somebody's going to win free burgers for a year. But you can always win things at Mugshots Grill and Bar, where they're always having a good time, because they have this thing called the Mugshot Burger. Have you heard about this, John?
Yeah, you've mentioned it. It sounds like a challenge.
It is a challenge. It's huge. You finish it in 12 minutes. It's free. Plus, you also get a T-shirt. That's awesome. Check them out again. They also have Mugshots in Olive Branch at 6400 Goodman Road. You got the new one in Carville at 656 West Poplar Avenue. So cheers to good food, great drinks, fun company. Head on to Mugshots Bar and Grill, where you're always having a good time. And the cool thing is, don't forget, Monday through Friday, this is key. Domestic drafts that are on tap up there. You got your Ultra, your Coors Light, your Miller Light, your Bud Light. Guess what? Yingling. Half price. Half price draft beer. They got big fat daddies. Really, really, really inexpensive. And then they're so nice. They got four of their appetizers that you can get snacks at the bar during happy hour, 2 to 6 Monday through Friday, for only $3. You can't get anything for $3. Nothing. I'm trying to think of something that you can get for $3. You know, when I was a little kid, because you can't
get everything for a nickel, John.
Screw you. I'm not that old. But I remember when I was a little kid, I would get like $2 and I could go get my mom 2-pack of Winston's and candy for $2 at the store down the street. And I was like 10 years old. It's crazy. I was allowed to buy cigarettes too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But you know, your mom sent you to it back in the day with a note to the dead gum gas station, man. Sure. They're going to sell you them smokes. Don't worry, I'm not a smoker. Unless I'm smoking the lettuce. By the way, Mugshots Grill and Bar, after a little lettuce, let me tell you something, them burgers are extra special.
Dude, I'm looking at their menu right now, John. Their burgers look really good.
They're so, so, so good. Again, head on out to Mugshots. They're open right now for lunch, 656 West Poplar Avenue in Carrierville. They're always having a good time. And don't forget to go to Facebook. Follow, like, tag two friends, share, and you could win burgers for a year from Mugshots in Carrierville. Don't you dare touch the dial. Me and Dacus are going to talk about the Memphis Tigers. They got some news going on, don't they?
They do.
We're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk about them Nova Knicks. We got a lot to break down. Plus, I got some funny hardwood. Don't touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.